This is Michael Johnson, and welcome back to our series of podcasts with VMware. And we have been talking with Joe Gazarek, who is the technical account manager there at VMware. In our introductory podcast, Joe, you made mention of three benefit categories that the new features of ESX 3.5 falls into, with those being simplifying operations, increasing service levels, and scaling virtual infrastructure. Can we revisit that and delve a little bit deeper into each of those topics?
Sure, MJ. Let's begin with simplifying your operations. There's a couple features in this category, but the one that stands out the most would be Update Manager. Update Manager fulfills two roles. It manages the patching of host ESX servers, and it manages the patching for virtual machines. Now, in regards to the ESX hosts themselves, the process would work like this. You define a baseline patch level that you regard as the minimal acceptable for your data center. Then, you scan your data center for ESX host compliance to your baseline image. Then thirdly, Update Manager provides the opportunity to do a scheduled or manual remediation. However, in any case, Update Manager will leverage DRS to vMotion guests off of the ESX host in question before the update commences, and then back after the host has been brought up to the proper patch level. Now, in regards to managing the patching for virtual machines, the process is somewhat similar. You're going to define a baseline image that your Microsoft and Linux virtual machines need to comply with. Then you scan the data center for guest OS compliance to your established baseline. You then are afforded the opportunity by the virtual center GUI to do a manual or scheduled remediation, including to those VMs that are either offline or suspended. Update Manager will then automate the snapshot procedure of the VM prior to patching and roll back if that patch would happen to fail. From a deployment architecture perspective, there is a new application called a patch server, which commonly will be installed by most customers on the same system as your VC server. The patch server will be fully aware of patches available to both the hosts and guest operating systems through communication with the patch repository at VMware.com, as well as third parties. The customer impact from Update Manager, MJ, is that it relieves administrators from having to manually maintain and patch hundreds and thousands of hosts and virtual machines, and it functions as a new tool for IT management to be able to enforce OS patch level requirements through the facility and Update Manager to not permit VMs from being powered on if they don't comply with the patch level rules established by the administrator. Also along the lines of simplified operations, there's now support for NPIV in ESX 3.5.
Can you define what NPIV is?
Sure, MJ. NPIV stands for Endpoint ID Virtualization, and it's a standard that describes how a single fiber channel physical HBA port can register with the fabric using several worldwide port names. This feature allows a fabric-attached endport to claim multiple fabric addresses. Endport stands for node port, and it is a hardware entity at the node end of a fiber channel link.
And so, Joe, what does NPIV do for the virtualized data center?
Well, MJ, it does several things that SAN administrators have been asking for. The most important of which is that NPIV allows VMs be seen as individual entities through SAN management tools, just like physical servers, which allow better quality of service based upon individual VMs' needs as well as their performance characteristics. It does all this while still maintaining the simplicity of virtualized local storage. And this is very important to understand. This is because the VM is assigned a worldwide name when it's created inside a virtual center. And it keeps this worldwide name whenever it vMotions to another ESX host. However, the difference is the VM is not aware of its worldwide name. That's a function that exists within Virtual Center. And so it doesn't see the fiber channel HBA to which it's attached. It's really the best of both worlds, and it facilitates the SAN administrator to be a more fully functional partner in the virtualized data center by being able to see the data I/O going all the way to a virtual machine.
So are there any other features that will help simplify operations in the virtual data center?
Oh, yes, MJ, there are many. These features include something called guided consolidation, which is a new function inside of Virtual Center 2.5 that guides users through the process of server consolidation. This feature steers users through discovering physical servers, collecting performance data from these servers, and then converting them to virtual machines, which are then placed intelligently on the most appropriate physical hosts. It does this through the newfound integration with Converter, which is now part of Virtual Center 2.5. We've heard from our customers that they are looking to quickly realize the benefits from server consolidation, and this functionality facilitates that goal by reducing the training requirements for virtual administrators.
So that covers the simplifying the operations. Let's go on to the next key feature, which is increasing service levels.
Oh, MJ, increasing our service levels has been a high priority with VI 3.5 development. VMware realizes that the more you rely on the virtual infrastructure for your most intense, critical workloads, the more that virtual infrastructure has to come through, not just in the realm of performance and consolidation, but also in monitoring and failure prevention, as well as remediation. To this extent, ESX 3.5 introduced a technology called high availability for restarting guests on hosts which have experienced a hardware problem. I'm very pleased to be able to tell you, MJ, that VMware high availability has been greatly enhanced inside of ESX 3.5. We now support 32 nodes in an HA cluster. That is twice our previous number. And also, HA now intelligently restarts VMs on the hosts with the most appropriate resources available instead of the previous somewhat arbitrary manner. Perhaps the greatest enhancement in HA, though, which will simplify the life of virtual administrators and encourage increased service levels, is the implementation of failure monitoring inside of the guest OS. What this means is that HA stays in constant communication with the VMware tools installed inside of the guest. If it detects a failure of that guest OS, it's going to restart the virtual machine after a specified time interval. So no longer does HA simply mean high availability through just ESX host failure monitoring. It now monitors the entire virtualization stack and responds appropriately.
Well, this is pretty exciting stuff for this virtual data center. I mean, VMware is really – sounds like you're really cranking things up and really bringing mainframe class reliability to the x86 data center with features like this.
Oh, MJ, I'm not done.
All right.
So just listen to this. We now have two additional features which will go a long way towards increasing our service levels, bringing that mainframe class reliability – into the x86 data center. Those two features being Storage vMotion and Site Recovery Manager. So if I can, I'd like to talk a bit about Storage vMotion first. Quite simply, Storage vMotion facilitates a zero downtime migration of virtual machine disk files from one data store to another. Migrating single VMs and their disks from one array to another is accomplished today by moving entire LUNs with data movers and SAN tools, which almost always involves downtime and is always very expensive. What this means is that along with vMotion, Storage vMotion should practically eliminate the planned downtime of virtual infrastructure due to storage maintenance. This is very exciting, MJ, and before I go on any more in the technical details of how it all works, consider these two use case scenarios. The first is Storage vMotion used to facilitate a zero downtime storage array migration. In this example, you might have an array used for ESX that comes off of a lease. You need to refresh the hardware to a new array. That new array, it may be a different class of storage to facilitate higher performance requirements. To do this migration before today, it would be a cumbersome, time-consuming, disruptive process with extensive coordination required between multiple IT groups. Now, consider use case two. Obviously, application performance is a key metric to any SLA success. Often, Managing storage LUN allocations to support dynamic virtual machine environments can be a time-consuming process. It also requires extensive coordination between application owners, virtual server owners, and storage administrators, requiring offlining of storage and causing significant application downtime. Now, customers sometimes compensate by over-allocating high I/O LUNs to support an application which may never need it, and thus wasting money. I've been involved in both of these types of use case scenarios, and I can tell you it is a significant pain and burden for the data center. In this instance, two VMs have their data stores on a LUN that is seeing increasing I/O activity, and that leads to a hotspot that will soon cause the application performance on those VMs to suffer or to get sluggish. The LUN is clearly reaching its limit to support high I/O, and if left unattended, will cause application performance issues. In this example, Storage vMotion will be used to migrate the affected VM's data stores to an optimized for high I/O LUN set, which the storage administrator has created on the existing array. So, in both of these instances, what Storage vMotion enables is that the virtual machine's disks to be relocated within the same data store or to a different data store location completely transparently while the virtual machine is running. This process takes advantage of core technologies that VMware Research and Development has worked on, such as disk snapshots, redo logs, parent-child disk relationship, and snapshot consolidation, and it's completely transparent to the user.
So can you talk about any other new functionality that's present in ESX 3.5 that would increase our service levels?
Sure, MJ. And this is where I'd like to talk about disaster recovery and business continuity. Surveys of VMware customers have shown that even today, 60% of them utilize VMware for both disaster recovery and business continuity. And it's used to help them meet their recovery point objectives. VMware now introduces Site Recovery Manager. Site Recovery Manager leverages virtual infrastructure to transform disaster recovery. It provides a central point of management for disaster recovery plans and simplifies and automates disaster recovery workflows by allowing the DR planner to map unlike resources between production and recovery sites and then program steps in the recovery process, thus turning manual recovery processes into automated recovery plans. It also simplifies the integration of ESX and third-party storage replications. So let's talk about some of the parts of SRM in detail. First are the creation of the recovery plans themselves. SRM facilitates the creation, configuring, and management of recovery plans from VMware Virtual Center, making it possible to manage disaster recovery plans as an integral part of the virtual infrastructure itself. SRM, it affords the administrator turning the manual runbooks that are commonly required in traditional DR recovery solutions into automated recovery workflows. Workflows that are maintained and executed automatically at a push of a button from within the Site Recovery Manager itself. Then you have the automated failover piece. Once these recovery plans have been created, the DR manager can automate the execution of those recovery plans in order to make recovery dramatically faster by eliminating the slow and unreliable manual processes otherwise required. And of course, a DR BC plan is of absolutely no use if it hasn't or can't be tested easily. And to that end, SRM facilitates the easy testing of recovery plans made within Virtual Center by performing non-disruptive simulated tests of the plans which would be used in a real failure scenario. The idea behind SRM is like HA, but for whole site failures, and in the end, it makes disaster recovery and business continuity for virtual infrastructure rapid, reliable, manageable, and affordable.
Okay. Well, we have covered a lot today, and we have unfortunately run out of time. So on the next podcast, Joe, let's talk a little bit more about scalability and performance improvements that come with Virtual Infrastructure 3.5. Is there a website where our listeners can go to find out more about these features?
Our listeners should go to vmware.com/go/VI35, where they will learn all about the exciting new features of Virtual Center and Virtual Infrastructure 3.5, including Site Recovery Manager, Storage vMotion, and all the other features that we talked about today.
My guest today, again, has been Joe Gozarek, who's a technical account manager at VMware. We've been talking about some of the benefits and features of VMware ESX 3.5, and we'll be delving a little bit more into that with each podcast as we continue these. Joe, I've really learned a lot today and looking forward to learning a little bit more.
Thank you, MJ. It's been a pleasure being here, and I can't wait to tell you more.